legendary podcast just for you. Nando's lets you personalize your meal with 5 different peri peri sauce flavors to choose from. Now that's legendary flavor, Nando's.
This is so good. Okay, now, Tradeoke, you may be familiar with the segment we play every Tuesday morning around 6:45. This is a segment that we've been passionate about since we started it a few years ago. We have put a tradie performing and singing on the world-famous rooftop. We even put Kai, what was Kai's profession again?
Pest controller
from Templestowe Lower. We put him on stage at RMB Fridays live at Marvel Stadium. Because the thing is, tradies are not only the backbone of our community, they're there, they're helping us, they're keeping us going, but they are also supremely talented. So if you know a tradie that deserves a trip to Japan, the home of karaoke, we'll be there competing with the best at karaoke bars. Head to fox.com.au to register. And I just want to point out, this isn't like X Factor or The Voice. We're not looking for the best singer.
We're looking
for somebody just passionate and committed to their performance.
This is only a question. I'm not going to answer it. I'm just going to put the question to you and to Fev, Fief. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, it was a huge build-up. We've got our major sponsors involved, Sheen Panel Service, keeping Victorians on the road since 1969.
Happy birthday, 50th.
A lot of bells and whistles around this. Huge promotion. We open the phones. We say, tradies, call now. This was the moment, the big launch. Were we satisfied with this performance as our first out of the gate, this is the moment,
long question,
performance?
All around me are familiar faces, worn out places, worn out faces, bright and early for their daily races, going nowhere, going nowhere.
I think he nailed it in his song.
Really?
He's going nowhere. He won't be going.
Do you know what? To his credit,
he
was committed to his performance. Yeah. It might have not had the energy or the vibe to kick off the competition, but that's what we're after, just commitment to performance, just having some fun,
have a laugh. Thank you, Cooper from Phillip Island. And we do appreciate the call. I just wonder if it was
I thought he was brilliant.
The high impact start we were hoping for. Fox.com.au is where you register, but also Fief 131060. Should we have a couple more singers now? Get them in the running?
If you want to audition to come to Japan, give us a call now, 131060.
1019. The Fox.
Can't believe we're doing this. We've given tradies the chance to perform in all sorts of places. Tradies, that's right. They can sing. We've proven that in our segment, Tradeoke. We've had them at the R&B Fridays live main stage at Marvel Stadium in the past, on the world famous rooftop. We've gone further this time, Fief. This is absolutely ridiculous.
We are taking tradies to Japan, Tokyo, the home of karaoke, to perform karaoke bars across Tokyo. I mean, this will be fantastic. The guys will be going. We'll all be performing. And as we said, this isn't just about – don't think of this as auditions for The Voice. We're not after necessarily great singers. We're after great performers.
Yes, we are.
And we've got – and Fev is appropriately dressed – at the moment, you've got a parasol and a traditional Chinese hat, I believe.
Yes,
Chinese hat.
Japanese, is it?
Well, okay, all of this is not quite right.
Anyway, we've got Mikey from Melton.
They're very good. I nearly played cricket in there. Like, they're good for sun. Like, you don't get burnt.
Yeah, it's great.
Good, very things. Good sun smart
That's
message.
The whole purpose.
Yeah, yeah. You can see what Fev's wearing in our Insta story, Fifi Fev Byron, and work out if you think it's appropriate.
Mikey, a carpenter from Melton. How are you, Mikey?
Good, thanks.
Good, Mikey. Would you like to go to Japan with us?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Oh, we'd love you to come, Mikey. What are you going to perform in your audition?
Hey Soul Sister by Train.
Great song. Sister. I love this.
Very high.
Mister on the radio. Stereo, the way you move ain't fair, you know.
Okay.
Hey Soul Sister.
Yep.
Great song. This is a good day. We love the song choice, Mikey. Fev and I are on board.
Yeah.
Off you go.
All right. Hey, hey, hey. Your lipstick stains on the front lobe of my left side brain. I knew I wouldn't forget you, and so I went and let you blow my mind. Your sweet moonbeam, the smell of you in every single dream I dream.
Didn't know that was the word.
I knew when we collided, you're the one I have decided. The one of my kind.
Okay, that might be enough.
There you go. Sing
no,
the chorus.
All right, yeah, good, okay.
Sing the chorus.
Hey, soul sister, and I miss the mister on the radio. Stereo, the way you move ain't fair, you know. Hey, soul sister, I don't want to miss a single thing you do.
Tonight.
There we go.
Oh, Mikey, well played.
That's what we want.
Wow.
That is what we want. Characters. A bit of, we want a bit of difference. We don't want you to sound like the actual singer from Trainers.
Imagine how good Mikey would sound with a few sarkies in him.
Exactly. now we've got Aiden from Hoppers Crossing.
Adam.
Hey, Aiden. Oh, sorry, Adam, how are you?
Yeah, good, thanks.
Good. What's your trade, Adam?
We do some synthetic grass.
Oh, fantastic. I've been looking into that, actually.
Yeah.
Big Fraser Gerrick does that.
Yeah.
Oh,
there we go.
Yeah. Now, Adam, would you like to audition for Tradiokio and head to Tokyo with us?
You bet I would.
Excellent. What are you going to perform?
It's called The Battle of New Orleans.
Johnny Horton.
Yeah. No, this is good. Bit of old, guys, bit of old honky-tonk.
I love this song. Mississippi to the port. Yeah, this is a great song, Adam.
You love it, clearly.
My dad used to play this stuff.
Yeah, it's an oldie.
Okay, Adam, I'm all on for this. Off you go.
Ding 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 ding. 1914, we took a little trip along with Michael Jackson down to mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans and we fired our guns to the river Mississippi. We are 18 down and the greeter chips are coming. There wasn't many more as it was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to running down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Woo! Hey! Hound dog!
Jeez.
Adam, I mean, Adam, I don't know how you're not coming to Tokyo.
101.9 The Fox.
You'll know this guy from his years on MasterChef. He's got a new cookbook out. We've all got it in our hands as we speak. It is called Just George. Is available in stores and online now, Fief.
George Colombales, welcome to the studio, my friend.
It's so good to be here. And
oh, it's so
you
good
are
to
looking
see.
Absolutely beautiful, my darling.
Oh, you're so kind. You're so wonderful.
Well, I missed you last time you were here. I was here, should I say?
I know. I missed you too. And the funny thing is, I must tell you, because remember, you saw Trixie when she was about 3 weeks old, because
right.
Hellenic Republic was the first restaurant she went to.
Yeah.
And now it's the first restaurant Daisy's been to.
Oh.
But you're hanging out in the Brighton one, not the Q one. So you couldn't see her.
Well, look, Fev basically put in he requested that I have to be at Brighton. So I'm full time. I'm actually feeling quite sore this morning. I've woken up a bit. It was a big day.
You're on the tools.
I'm on the tools.
Wow.
I'm on the tools. And geez, I'm slow shucking oysters.
Oh. I know Fev eats a fair few of those.
They're good.
They are. They're very good. But no, Georgie, when you were in here last time, Fev made you his marinated steaks, which I've heard about for about 4 years now.
Yeah.
I've never had them. Now, in all honesty, how good were they? And did you deduce what his special sauce was?
Look, he's got his chest up and he's just sort of like sitting back like...
Really peacocking. You
know, peacocking. All I'm saying is he's ready for MasterChef, I think.
Yeah.
Oh.
They got some new judges.
They have got some new judges, which is really exciting for the show.
Is it?
But yeah, the marinade. What was in that marinade?
Oh,
there was something.
You glossed over that like a nice Hellenic Republic lamb just on top, didn't you?
Hey, that lamb takes 3 days to make. There's something sugary in that your marinade.
Is there?
Yeah, you put like I reckon you put ketchup manis in there or some sort of
no.
Oh, here we
no,
go.
You
he's doing
do.
That. He's
yeah.
that old chestnut. It's something out of a bottle.
Is it?
Well, for sure it is.
Like pre-made? Like he's cheating, you're saying? Like,
oh, no, he's no, it's not cheating.
Not cheating.
It's you know, it's
well, if it's a pre-mixed sauce, you could just buy it
no,
cold.
No, it's not a pre-mixed sauce. I make the sauce.
Okay.
But he takes a variety of bottles and makes a mixture of stuff. So technically he does make the sauce, guys. But yeah,
now, let's talk about your book, mate. Just George. I've been having a little look through some great photos. Yeah. Little Georgie when he's a little boy. Look at him.
That was 97 at Mazenod out in Mulgrave. That's where I went to high school. But yeah, look, really proud of it. Sort of 2 years in the making, this one.
Wow.
And it's, you know, obviously there's lots of recipes in there that are really achievable. Everything you can sort of make at home, but there's lots of cool stories in this. You know, obviously things, you know, stuff that I'm feeling over the last couple of years. Some really cool contributors as well. I've got a chapter in there, foodie friends that I love. Sorry, Fev, you'll make the next.
Who
copy.
Are the foodie? Everyone from my friends?
Everyone from my auntie's. You know, one of my aunties, her soup that I love dearly. Right to Nigella's gluten-free banana bread, which I love.
Ooh,
you know, so
look at that.
You know,
so Boxy's baking's not in there.
No.
Nothing from the Slice Queen. No, okay.
No.
Interesting.
I've taken up a new position, George. I'm the Slice Queen because you know what I've realised, George. You know, everyone's into cronuts and donuts and cupcakes and freons.
Yeah. Yeah.
The old school slice needs to come back.
Can I just say, it's funny you say that, but Hellenic Republic Brighton, I've brought back the chocolate souffle.
Oh, yeah.
It's a classic. Exactly.
I just saw it.
So, you know, I think you are on trend.
Yes,
bring back. The classics is a ripper.
What's your number one dish in here? Like for someone that can't cook, I've got heaps of kids.
Yeah.
Just a quick.
And I'll, you know, I'm hoping Natalie's listening right now, but her meatballs are delicious.
Yep.
So I've put her meatballs in the book. So, yep. You know, she makes delicious meatballs and her chicken schnitzel is to die for.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, there's some, you know, there's lots of cool recipes. There's simple dumplings that I make on
Sunday. I saw them. Oh, my God.
With James and Michaela. There's Ruben, one of my executive chefs. He's got a recipe in there and it's just mushrooms on toast.
Again,
the most delicious mushrooms on toast.
It makes a cheese taster sandwich look divine.
I know.
Like, it's unbelievable. Now, I got a proposition for you, Georgie boy.
What's up, bro?
I want you to get out of the kitchen of Hellenic Republic just for a couple of days. I want you to go on Gogglebox and dissect the new MasterChef judges. Wouldn't that be great viewing?
Look, I was kind of,
you and the boys.
I actually thought, what about doing the Masked Chef?
Oh, you like
that, don't you? So you can imagine chefs from around the world that we put, you know, cover their heads up and they've got to cook like, you know, right, you've got 5 minutes to make an omelette and then do your signature dish.
Wow.
Guys.
That's such a genius.
You need to cover it.
Probably shouldn't have said that on air. Someone's going to steal that.
It's a bit too good.
They could go for it. As I'm in there at the moment, you know, chopping leeks, I'm thinking, which is great.
Nice.
That is great.
Okay,
although
box.
You need to.
Can you imagine? Well, I was just imagining the three of us sitting on a couch. It will be hilarious.
Make sure you get around this book. We've got it in our hands, beautifully presented, nice hard cover, all the lovely photos in it as well. Just George, recipes, stories, and a whole lot of love from George Colombaris, and it's available in stores and online now. I can't believe he has had Fez marinated steaks and Fief still hasn't. But thank you for coming in, Georgie.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Georgie.
101.9 The Fox. The Fox.
Hey, Fev. Well, that's very nice of you. Thank you. One of the reasons I got into radio is I love music. I always loved music. And my parents always played me music growing up, and you know, all of the old school music. And I'm trying to do that with my daughters. So Trixie particularly, I've always had music on in the car, music on in the house, and she loves it. Although what's happening now that she's six, she's got her own take on music and we're having a few arguments about things. For instance, she's only just got into the musical Annie, but she's got into it through the movie that was made in 2014 with Jamie Foxx as Daddy Warbucks and Cameron Diaz as Miss Hannigan.
Miss Hannigan, she goes nuts.
Hannigan!
but Fevsy, I watch the original one.
I watch the play.
And I try to say, like, she'll want, like, I'll say, I'm going to play you the song that Miss Hannigan sings. And she'll go, no, I want the new one. I don't like your old one.
Ooh.
Whoa, hang on. This is the original, honey. I need her to appreciate the original, not just the copies.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's got some pop music's creeping through. And I listened to this little cute conversation she was having with one of her little friends on the school holidays. So I was on the couch and they were sitting on the table behind me doing colouring in and they're having a chat and I thought I'll eavesdrop, I'll listen into this.
Oh, you didn't record?
Couldn't, she was, you know, I tried and she was too far away to capture it. But she said they were talking about the songs they liked and I was laughing away because she still loves, you know, the in the middle, you know, baby. Why don't you just keep me in the middle? Yeah. So she's, you know, she's a bit
songs
behind.
Yeah,
she's
big
a year
on the
behind.
Charts about 9 months ago. Yeah.
Yep, yep. She's catching up. And then she said to her friend, oh, there's a song about my mummy. And I went, oh, here we go. God. This might be Conrad Sewell's pregnancy song for me or Ricky Lee's. Or I was like lying there on the couch going, oh, I love this. What's the song about mummy? And then she said, do you know this song? It goes like this. Oh, she's sweet, but she's psycho, a little bit psycho. And I'm like, oh, that's fine. She's like, and then she went to the, she actually said to a little friend, did you know psycho is another word for crazy?
Oh,
and that's my mum. Not funny, Trix. Not cool. Mummy's not psycho.
That's a mummy song. That's a song for mummy.
I mean, your kids are the ones who aren't supposed to know that you're crazy.
How does she know that, though?
I don't know where that's come from, Feb. She's deduced that herself. That's more of a worry.
101.9 The Fox. 2PC. Make way for the fun police.
What are you doing? You can't say that.
Oh, no, the fun police have really kicked it up her gear today. So much so, we're having a doozy. Fev, I've got three examples of PC gone mad. The first one, in fact, you drew to our attention. The Queensland motorist who was fined $173 for drinking out of their bottle of water.
Oh, my God. What's happened to this world?
So rehydrating while driving is apparently you can get fined for that.
Oh, God.
Boxing. So much to say. Go, Fev.
Oh, I just don't know I don't know where to start. I love the police. You know, they're great people. But when he got back in his car, what was he thinking?
I know.
What did you do today, hon? Oh, I pulled a guy over, one demerit point, $175 because he was sipping his water. Sorry, what?
And the guy had just finished.
It's 36 degrees in Queensland.
And he'd finished a 12-hour shift. He just got in his car to drive home and just wanted a little mouthful of water. Bang!
Boo.
I mean, that's literally the fun police.
Yeah.
In at number two now, how do you feel about this one? On Sesame Street, they've introduced a new character, a bright green, yellow-haired friend of Elmo. Now, this is a little girl called Carly.
I love Carly.
But Carly has a backstory. I remember when Sesame Street characters didn't have a backstory. Elmo was just Elmo. Yeah. And Oscar was Oscar. I didn't even know what his parents were.
We didn't even know why he was a grouch, did we?
Exactly. Well, this Sesame Street character... is a foster kid whose mother is battling a heroin addiction.
Oh,
sorry, what?
I just don't know that Carly need to know that about Carly.
I don't think the kids need to know that, do they?
I just don't know. Yeah, so there we go. Carly's
she's number one to want to be good.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Well, this one, I'm not going to lie, I'm not sure about this one, guys, because I don't know how I feel about it. I can see that it's PC gone mad. It's a store in it's called Cheaper's Chips. There are stores around Australia. We've got them here in Victoria. They've been banned from selling mouse traps. They haven't been banned by the government or any particular authority. Just PETA. So the PETA have come in and said you can't sell mouse traps.
These are the animal rights people, right? Yeah.
They are. Okay. So they've stopped selling them. Now, I don't know. Like, are we there yet? Because I personally don't live in an area with mice. I grew up. Mum would set some mouse traps. Right. Maybe that is not cool to snap a mouse in a mouse trap. Does that mean we're going to get rid of rat poison? Like,
just ring Jace.
Snail bait?
Rent-a-cure?
Are we to
your brother is an exterminator.
Bait?
Yeah. These are all very valid questions. I would have thought a mouse trap was necessary, isn't it, to get rid of them? How else do you do it?
I would have thought so. Oh, well, I guess there's poison. I mean, it's not good for the mouse, whichever way you put it, is it?
I think it's a fair place to put it in the 2PC Fun Police segment. I think that's probably a fair placement, Fee.
101.9 The Fox.
Look, we are the show, Fee and Byron, that celebrates Melbourne tradies. We love our tradies. And we've talked about our brand new element to Tradioki, our competition where tradies ring in and sing. Now they're getting the chance to come to Japan for Tradiokio. So how good is that? The home of karaoke. It's taking our talented tradies on a world stage to the home of karaoke. And the other thing I love about our tradies, Fev, is that they're tough.
They're tough.
Our guys and girls that are out there doing trades, they're there for you no matter what the weather is. They will, when it's hail, rain or shine, our tradies will be there. They'll fix your plumbing if you need it. They'll build your house if you need it. Unfortunately for Queensland tradies, they've gone a bit soft.
Uh-oh.
Tradies in Queensland have now it's declared that they're able to walk off the job and stop working when the temperatures reach 28 degrees.
28?
Now, I would have thought...
That's a summer holiday.
That's what... You're right. Actually, Fev, that's 3 months off in Queensland, yes. Surely. I reckon it reaches 28 sometimes in winter in far north Queensland.
I'll pose this question. Is it weak or is it smart?
Do you mean smart because they get more time off?
Yeah,
but they're the ones who have got to say when it gets to just a mild 28, I'm exhausted. That sun's getting to me. I mean, you've still got that sense of, you know, being tough. You want to be tough, don't you? I'm prepared to be wrong on this, but I would have thought 20. When I think of 28, I think that's a nice, mild, a nice sunny afternoon.
Yeah, lovely,
nice
mild.
Day.
Yeah, very nice, mild one.
And if I was a tradie or a roof tiler or a plumber or one of those guys that's outside, you'd have your singlet on, you'd tan up, you'd put your refoil on.
But also, the other thing I'll have another pot shot at Queensland. See, yes, they're humid most of the year and they get that humid heat. Our tradies, they keep working in that dry heat in our Melbourne heat waves. And a Melbourne heat waves beats a Queensland heat wave any day.
And in the winter, they get frostbite. You're so
exactly.
Cold. Tough.
Our tough tradies, and I want to give them another pat on the back for not being weak and wanting to put tools down at 28.
Well, sir, those Queensland tradies.
Soft.
No doubt about it.
We used to have a cut off for footy training. It was like 34, I reckon.
Right.
Yeah, and I reckon that's about right. Even for a tradie, I reckon once you're in the mid-30s, the trades should stop.
But no one would ever bring it up.
28?
No one would bring it up.
Oh, really, with a coach?
Oh, mate, imagine if you go, hey, mate, it's just ticked over 34. Time to hit the showers. Mate, that'd be the end of you.
Wouldn't it? 101.9. The Fox.
Now, even if you're not watching The Bachelorette, you'll enjoy what we're about to talk about because it's just about a politician getting into trouble. And I'm referring to Jess Glasgow. He's the guy who was wearing the mayor robe on The Bachelorette. Mm. If you haven't watched it, the first few episodes, he's been a standout for being a massive creep.
Oh.
And last night, Angie called him out on it. So the boys, he was doing revolting things like hitting on the makeup artists and the waitresses. He even had a go at her, tried to flirt with the producer. And then during the photo shoot last night, where they were doing a photo shoot together, Angie and Jess, he got particularly suggestive and crass and crude with her. Can we hear that, please?
Oh, here we go. I will play it. Now, for some reason, it didn't come up there, but I'm normally pretty much on point. Here we go. It's not coming up. This is the weird.
Hey, Boxy.
No, one more time.
Why does that?
No, well, I found it. Here we go.
Don't mind me if I get some wandering fingers, all right?
What the hell does this guy think this is? Bush week? I was like, okay, maybe he's nervous. People do weird when they're nervous. You're a bit flustered. You haven't had enough air.
I'm going to be the first person she's going to get to ride.
Oh, yuck.
It's like he's missed the whole Me Too movement.
Yeah, 100% Boxy. And great and good on all the blokes that are in there because every single bloke in there stood up for Angie and I reckon Matt actually called him out and was calling him a pig. And you can't speak to women like that. You cannot. The way he was suggesting different things, you can't do that, mate. Like, there was absolutely no respect. But all those guys in The Bachelorette, so every single bloke stood up for it, which was great. So all those guys out there, they sent a great message.
Yep, that's so true, Fev. They were fantastic. And then what's interesting about him, so he's gone in there, he's this politician. He just came across so creepy and sleazy and weird. And he's gone now. And even when he left, he was all revolting about it. Ugh. But my favourite part of this story is that, so he's a councillor up in Noosa. Now, that's just the step below the mayor. But the mayor's come out swinging, so he's doing interviews around the country. And he did an interview with Ben Fordham on 2GB in Sydney yesterday. I love this because what he has failed to do is get permission to go on The Bachelorette. Can we hear what the mayor thinks of this?
You didn't know that he was going on the show before it was filmed. He didn't seek permission.
That's absolutely true. Now, normally speaking, if a councillor goes off and does something and they're not acting on behalf of Council. They don't need, obviously, to seek my permission. But in this case, he conflated his role on The Bachelorette with his role in council, and that means it's in a slightly different category.
So he's under investigation. He may lose his position because of this.
He is gone. But
what my favourite part, though, more on a personal note, the mayor has given his personal opinion of what he thinks of Jess.
Has he always been a bit of a strange cat?
He is one of our more unusual councillors, I'll put it that
way. 1019, The Fox.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Now, Feef, I know Feb just loves hearing that jingle because he knows it's towards the end of the week.
I just looked at the clock and went, yes!
It is. It's nearly the end of the show on Friday and it's time to hear some amazing stories. 131060, call through with just those crackers, those amazing coincidences, those phenomenal stories that you love to trot out at pubs or dinner parties or wherever you are. And we grade them. We let you know. We give you honest feedback, the kind of feedback you expect from a close friend.
Yeah, no, and thank you for that feedback. People really appreciate it. 131060. What about Jackie from Pakenham last week? Let's have a listen to Jackie's amazing story. What do we think of this one?
And I was in New York at the time and I got on a ferry to Staten Island. This guy stood up and came and sat next to me and I thought, oh, okay, this is a bit odd. And he's like, oh, where are you from? And I'm like, oh, I'm from Australia. And he's like, oh, so am I. And then he's like, oh, where in Australia? And I'm like, oh, I'm from WA. And he's like, yeah, so am I. Then he goes to me, oh, you know, where in WA? And I said, oh, you know, I live in Willerton. And he's like, oh, so do I. I said to him, oh, so where in Willerton do you live? And he's like, oh, I live on Barrandale Boulevard. And at the time, so did I.
Yes, it's amazing.
That's phenomenal. Just a guy on the Staten Island ferry from Perth.
Thank you very much. That was amazing, wasn't it? 131060.
1019.
The Fox.
The Fox.
Is
it amazing?
We're never short on amazing stories on a Friday, but we've just thrown in a little bit of extra incentive. And in fact, both stories here, regardless of whether they're amazing or not, we're going to throw them some Backstreet Boys tickets. Guys, Backstreet Boys are back. New shows just announced for the DNA World Tour Australia. They're on sale now at livenation.com.au. But we're going to give some away to both of these storytellers, Feef.
And what's great about our show is even if the stories aren't amazing, we're still going to give you the tickets. Now we've got Katie and Beveridge. Hi, Katie.
Hi, good morning.
Morning, Katie. Katie, what's your amazing story?
So my amazing story is that my son, myself, my dad and my grandfather are all born on August the 15th.
Wow. OMG. That's amazing.
Yes.
Oh, sorry, I played the wrong grab. I was trying to find the amazing sting because it was that obvious that it was amazing, wasn't it?
Hang on, Katie, do that again. Your grandfather?
So my son, myself, my dad and my grandfather were all born on August the 15th.
No. Okay, no, Byron, it's better than amazing. Oh, I'm going to require another sting.
Should I go to that one that we rarely ever play?
Yeah, I almost wish, like, that could be the most amazing coincidental statistic I've ever heard.
Okay, well.
Are they all natural births?
Yes.
Wow.
Oh, Byron, can you play it, please?
If one was a C-section, would that be
you could plan it.
Toby was planned on Jason's birthday.
Yep, no,
so
absolutely.
Just say with Katie's son, they might have gone, oh, let's quickly get it out now. Yep. Because it's
so
on
that
the
we
same
can
day.
Ring the fox
but
and tell.
No,
but they're all natural.
All right, then.
But because they're all natural births, do you know what, Katie?
Here we go.
That's phenomenal. Wow.
Four generations. Wow. Grandfather, father, daughter, grandson. Oh, get out. That's
wonder what sort of party they
mind.
Had 9 months before.
Ooh, okay.
No one's ever deserved Backstreet tickets more than you, Katie.
Yeah,
that's phenomenal.
Oh my God, I'm so
you just won them.
Excited.
Well done. Congratulations.
I mean, it's an argument to say you could have made that up and we'd never know.
One of the flaws in this segment is that there is no fact checking.
We'll never check.
Okay.
We've got Pat in Melton. Hi, Pat.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Yeah, good.
Good. Patty, what's an amazing story?
My sister, and she's in her 50s now, but when we were kids, she had an imaginary friend called Susie Wangawang. And I have no idea where she got the name from, and neither does she, Susie Wangawang. So if you jump ahead 35 years, the old man was Irish. She goes over to Ireland and meets the family in Sligo, and you wouldn't believe it, they had a pet dog, Susie Wangawang.
What?
Oh my God.
OMG.
Hang on. Wow. Do we have to pull out the sting that we haven't used in 2 years? Do we have to pull it out twice in 2 minutes?
I think we might. That's
phenomenal. I had a friend called Wanga Wang too.
Okay, okay.
Oh dear.
There we go.
Pat, well done. You just got yourself some Backstreet Boys tickets.
Was that friend in Narre Warren? Birch Court.
Yeah, okay. It might be here now.
Oh, well, all right. We are
see you guys.
Out of here. Some great stories. And Pat, by the way, you've
got... to the duck.
Okay, can you stop promoting the lame duck in Fitzroy? Pat, you've won yourself tickets to the Backstreet Boys. Congratulations, mate.
Thanks very much, guys. Have a great day.
There we go. Susie Wang-a-Wang was the friend there.
Byron, a legendary podcast just for you. Nando's lets you personalise your meal with 5 different peri peri sauce flavours to choose from. Now that's legendary flavour, Nando's. 101.